This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, for those of you keeping track, and hopefully at this time of the day you are all keeping track of what's going on. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner on the DJV program. Think about all the dreams that you've had in your life. And then think about all of the dreams that you've had in your life that have come true. I think that's one of the ways to start. You want to put the day into perspective. I saw something from somebody about meditation or how this person starts the day, and that's the way this person starts the day. Thinks about dreams. We all dream. We all have daydreams, if you will. We all have thoughts, things. Sometimes we have huge aspirations, and sometimes we're disappointed to a point. But if you are reaching, remember Casey Kasem used to say, keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars. So hoping and wishing and praying and thinking about things that you would love to have in your life are good things, because thoughts are things. So just keep your promises to yourself. I guess that would be a way of me thinking about the day-to-day. Where's my bell? I want to ring my bell or maybe shoot my horn. I want to get everybody's attention on this, because sometimes people listen in sort of a passive way. This business about Huawei in China, Victoria, I've been thinking about it, and the surveillance programs. People really need to know when they're buying a Vizio TV or whatever, what they're getting. So will you explain again now what these documents show?
Yeah, so what happened is the Washington Post looked at, they found, and they've been doing a deep dive into this for a while, but they just released their overall report. And so they found 100 Huawei PowerPoint presentations that were marked confidential, and this was sort of like for them to sell their products. And so it turns out, and this is not a surprise to anyone, it shouldn't be a surprise
not really.
To anyone, but yeah, so it turns out, even though Huawei's been saying all along, you know, we're not connected to the Chinese government, we just sell, you know, we're just a tech company and we just sell our products. Well, that's completely false. And so now there's actual evidence based on these PowerPoint presentations, which now Huawei has come out and said, we've never seen those before. So, but what happened is it shows that the technology that they have been pitching, it helps government authorities identify individuals by voice. It monitors political individuals of interest, meaning anyone who would oppose any certain government. They manage ideological re-education, which is a really clever way of saying, like what they're doing with the Uyghur population in China, they're essentially trying to, you know, make them Christian or make them, you know, Buddhist or whatever. And so it's a whole thing.
They're not trying to make them Christian, I'll guarantee you that.
And so proselytizing of whatever they're trying to turn them into, but they're certainly trying to not make them Muslim anymore. And so, and then the labor schedules of prisoners, that was another thing that came out that we hadn't seen before. And so this was all the Huawei technology, and it was all using facial recognition. And so it's horrible. And the U.S. government, along with some other Western governments, have tried to block Huawei gear from, and especially now, we have actually successfully blocked their equipment from being a part of our new 5G telecom networks that we're actually building here in the United States. And other countries have joined in on that as well. And so, you know, this is... We don't know financially how much money the Chinese government makes off of the sale of Huawei technology, and that's probably something we will never be privy to. But you can bet that there is a major investment. Like most things, you know, the Chinese government owns other companies. And so they own companies that pretend to be private businesses, but they're really not. And so these PowerPoint presentations go all the way back to 2014. The latest modifications to these files were made in 2019 and 2020. And so
this is a really word to the wise.
Deep dive.
It kind of goes in the same. It's part of maybe not as poignant but it is so in your face. These people are so shameless in how they want to control you, control the world.
Well, they're monitoring the everything. This is Big Brother to the nth degree. And what I'm saying, one last thing I was saying to Doug off the air, you know, this is what really gets me about Vizio TVs. When, you know, we talk a lot here about, you know, consumerism and making choices, and we all have choices to make, right? So you can go to Best Buy, you can go to online, wherever, and you can buy a Samsung TV, you can buy an LG TV, any other brand that's not, you know, that isn't Vizio. But people want to go to Costco, and they want to spend $200 for a 75-inch TV, and this is what you're getting. You're getting, they've already proven it, American hackers have already proven that through a Vizio TV, the Chinese government can take so much data from you, you have no idea.
Let's just keep going with this and have people understand there is something, for those of you who are new listening in the Finger Lakes area of New York State, there are four radio stations now that carry this program, and the focus that I have on the Chinese government is not connected to a focus on the Chinese people. So making my statements that I do, and all of us, as we reflect on the reason, for example, not to buy things in the dollar store or Walmart or anywhere else that are made in China, online, all the stuff on Amazon, are you looking at these things to find out where they're made? Because at this point, everything that you buy in China is basically used, the money goes back and is used against us. We made China what it is because of our spending. You can say we were being cheap.
Well, China's called it American greed. China themselves, the Chinese government has labeled it American greed, and they count on it.
Right. Well, they've been, when we fell right into that trap.
Yeah.
So as you're looking for things to buy for Christmas or things that you need for yourself, whether it's clothing, whether it's a car, whatever it is, understand that buying anything made in China is something that basically is a mark against the United States. So that's why I send people to the Made in America store in New York State. Matter of fact, there are some Made in America stores within the sound of my voice in upstate New York. It just is, it's so practical, and it seems to me so, you talk about being a patriot. That's the patriotic thing to do. Some of this other nonsense with people that use the word patriot liberally, no. But something like that, it seems to me, does make it makes it easier for us to feel good about being an American, to get stuff that's made in America. Hello, duh. All right, COVID time. Apparently, COVID, according to the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, they have updated guidance on COVID, stating that employees who have had the disease may be protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Huh? Well, I would just...
there are some people who, I've told this story before, but, you know, one of my mom's good friends had COVID, and she's still, and this has been now 6-8 months out, and she still struggles to be able to compose an email, and it affected her job. She was doing part-time work, and she could no longer work because her brain was telling her, her brain knew what she wanted to put in the emails, and she physically just couldn't connect her fingers to type. I mean, it was horrible. So there's some disability help that's allowed under certain circumstances.
How do you apply for it, one would wonder?
I think this is
her disability, right?
Yeah, you'd have to file through the disability. Now, we also talked about the 17 different agencies, government agencies that have now got the overhaul or are getting an overhaul from the new executive order from Biden to make, you know, those processes more streamlined. Filing for disability is one of those things.
I don't understand, filing for unemployment, I've never done it. So how would you go about doing this? Do you go online to some site, the EEOC site, and then follow along? Do we need to tutor people, or is it pretty self-explanatory, as you said, under Biden's new rule?
Well, that just got signed, so they haven't really fixed the problems yet.
It's going to be the usual
I've never filed for disability. I'm just guessing that it goes through your state unemployment branch. Okay. So it goes that way, and then, you know, you start the process. But, I think it is appropriate because so many people had COVID, and so many people are still left, whether it's heart inflammation or people have had strokes. afterwards. There are all kinds of fertility issues. If you, not from the vaccine, which is a big misinformation campaign out there, it's not from the vaccine, but from COVID itself, there are a lot of fertility issues.
You're opening up a huge gate here, a Pandora's box, because how many other things are going to come down the pike are already a reality that people are not have not been able to file for disability for, but now they can. There are lots of holes in the disability world, it seems to me. People use disabilities. They're out on disability for this work or that work. It's a scam sometimes. Not always, but sometimes there are scams involved with people in their thinking when it comes to this. On another COVID note, the Pfizer pill has done well in a trial against the variants like Omicron. And so this pill, remember, the pill is not to prevent getting it. It's to deal with it once you have it. This pill will not be something, I mean, I suppose you could take it if you somebody give you a prescription for it. But
it doesn't do anything. You have to have the virus, because how it works is it prevents the virus from replicating. So it, so the virus gets in the, you know, those spikes that we see on the drawing of, you know, of the virus, those, you know, those latch on to your cells and your lungs, and then they just keep replicating. And so this, it's called Paxlovid. And so the, it's a pill. But the thing is, though, and this is the problem, Paxlovid. But the problem with it, though, it's not, and this is something that I don't know that a lot of people are aware of, the importance of testing and not ignoring early symptoms is because this stuff doesn't work unless you get it within the first 3 days of symptoms.
Right, you got to get it early on.
So that's, it's helpful and it's very useful, but you have to make sure you get it right away.
And in the upstate New York area, as long as I'm thinking about that with regard to the new stations, Cornell University shut down. Do you know that? After there was a huge campus outbreak there, they just shut the university down.
A lot of schools have outbreaks because everyone went home for Thanksgiving and now they're back.
What do they call that?
Super spreader.
Super spreader. There it is. Yep. Sounds like something you put on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. 18 after the hour here on the DJV program. Don't forget about our download every day. You can catch up on things you may not have heard. You can hear the whole program all day at djvshow.com, but you can also hear the podcast, the download, questions about what you do for a living showed up when we were talking about Santa's naughty list. And also the fact that Big is alive. He's alive. It's some kind of fun. Check all of our conversations on podcast at djvshow.com, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's 23 after the hour now, Christmas time. On the DJV program, Time to Sing and Dance, is a new, isn't, was that Christmas song I heard from Kelly Clarkson, is that new this year or was that new last
new
year?
New this year. Christmas yeah. isn't canceled, just
yeah.
you.
Yeah, right.
I liked now, that song, actually. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's sort of a reflection on her life. I'll tell you something. And ladies, you can do your hoo-ha, oh. whatever. Yes, exactly, Jennifer. Yes. If I were around her, I think she's appealing and attractive. She's talking about not wanting to get married again and being single
Perfect
forever.
For you.
Right? Yeah. yeah, right, exactly.
Wait, no, at 39, are we actually setting you up with...
Yeah.
No, okay. because they have a rule, and right, he can't date older than Meg or younger than Megan, and Megan's right. getting older, Doug, so, you know, sorry for you.
You know? See, thank you, Deborah. It's so nice of you. Megan's going to be 49 on her birthday. And what, 2 weeks
that's
from now?
That's really cutting into your dating pool.
All right, well, anyway.
Kelly Clarkson is not eligible.
Right, she's cute, though. All right, so she's talking about being independent. She was on with Andy Cohen, so what's the rest of it? You love watching and listening to all this stuff, ladies. So what's the scoop on Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, on her show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, she was asking Andy Cohen about first go-to first date tips, and they were talking about different things, and she was like, I'm just going to always be single. Her divorce sounds like it was traumatic enough that she's just crossed off dating for the rest of her life. We'll see
dating?
If it actually for goes
now.
This way. For now,
for
yeah,
now.
For now.
She had a
the rest
pretty...
of her life is still a long time, but that was the end of that marriage. That
was she the one married to the
so
policeman?
Happy.
No, who's the person
no,
married?
No,
the
she's Miranda Brandon Blackstone. Oh, okay. Yes, yeah.
Okay. So who was she married to? Somebody that was of note?
She's married to Reba McEntire's stepson. Well, former stepson.
Ah,
okay. Yeah, so Reba
Listen,
and Kelly... Reba and Kelly
too.
Got rid of the father and son combo here. So both of them... seem Kelly and Reba are still close and seem
friends,
a
yeah.
lot better off without... the father-son duo that they were married to. Now, I don't know what Kelly Clarkson's husband was up to, but this was a very... Remember when... And this feels like it was a million years ago, but it was last year. They went into COVID, and they were on the ranch together, and she thought it was going to be great that they would spend so much time together. And then it was only, what, a month or two after that she filed for divorce?
Yeah. And so, this was a costly divorce, too. She
yeah.
was ordered to pay $150,000 per month in spousal support, over $45,000 a month
do?
In addition to benefits.
He's
to children
an agent. He's
agent.
Blake Shelton's agent.
Why is he getting $150,000
and
a month?
He was her manager as well.
Hello. Get yeah. lost. I mean, yeah, they'd be fighting that in court. be sure of that. I told you the story, maybe, as this is not name-dropping, but it's kind of a cute story, actually. Brendan had and Sophie had dinner at Reba's house with in Los Angeles with Rex, what's his last name? Rex Lynn, who is her new boyfriend. And apparently they are over-the-top happy. They're just so cute together. The reason that happened is because Sophie's mother is a very well-known television producer, and she was the one who came up with the idea of Reba doing a TV show. And now they're, I think, looking at rebooting it. So they went over there, and everybody was invited for dinner. And Reba is just every bit exactly the way you think that she is.
Everybody and seems to love her. No one said anything bad about Reba.
She made dinner, and they had just lots of fun yakking about the baby. It's just this nice, wholesome stuff. And you know what it does? It circles back around to people have these great expectations that because you're well-known, you're going to be different than the rest of us who are not so well-known, who step on our you-know-whats all the time, stick our foot in our mouth, do things that are silly. We are all human beings, and we do stuff. You know, Joe Biden's not perfect. Donald Trump's not perfect. Anybody you can come up with whose name we know, Alec Baldwin, Hilaria, you say Cucumber. None of these people are perfect. So,
do you know he shushed her during labor?
No.
Oh, yeah. Really? He was on a phone talking about it. Oh, yeah.
Stop. Okay. There's another great story. Okay, we have lots of great stories.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As smash and grab criminals have been enjoying their lifestyle without many repercussions throughout many large cities in America, the Defund the Police movement started by Democrat leaders has had an adverse effect on society. Now, the mayor of San Francisco, California, has had enough. The Honorable London Breed.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
On Tuesday, the United States reached a terrible milestone. Johns Hopkins University is reporting 800,000 Americans have now died from the coronavirus that started in China in late 2019. USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
As new leadership in many cities across America have been soft on crime, many criminals are enjoying a whirlwind of theft and violence without many repercussions for their actions. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana points out the obvious on Fox News.
The president could start, I think many members of Congress already have, by talking straight up to the American people and say, stop disrespecting the police. And then say, stop defunding the police. The truth is that most cops will leave you alone unless you do illegal stuff. So don't do illegal stuff. But what you allow is what will continue. If you don't arrest criminals, if you don't prosecute criminals, if you don't incarcerate criminals when they deserve it, crime is going to go up.
President Biden has high hopes.
President Joe Biden spoke at the Democratic National Committee holiday party on Tuesday night and expressed optimism that his party will prevail in next year's midterm elections. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also spoke at the event and called Biden, quote, the perfect president. Many political analysts expect Republicans to roll up victories in House elections next November. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy Doody! It's the Howdy Doody. Remember that? No, you don't. Well, some of you listening remember the Howdy Doody show. Howdy Doody.
Did they buy you a Howdy Doody doll?
Yes, you did, as a matter of fact. A long time ago, you did. Yes, I have a Howdy Doody doll.
Can you explain what Howdy Doody is?
Howdy Doody,
like,
was
it a kid's show or?
Yes. Yeah, when I was a child, it was aimed at children my age. There were 3 shows that were on at the same time on NBC in the afternoon. It was Pinky Lee, Howdy Doody, and Kate Smith. I think Kate Smith started it. It was the first show at 4:30. And then there was Pinky Lee.
God Bless America, Kate Smith.
Yeah, that's Kate Smith. Yes, God Bless America, Kate Smith. Yep, that was what was on when I was probably, you know, 7, 8 years old. Remember, I had a television set that had a 10-inch screen and a magnifying glass in front of it so you could actually see what was on the screen. It was one of those, it was a Stromberg Carlson television set. This is a real moldy oldie. It had a radio in it and a, they called it a Vic Frola. I guess I am dating myself to a certain
Wait,
extent.
A Victrola, isn't that that thing that, like, you crank it up and it plays a record?
Well, it was originally, if you remember the RCA, the insignia for RCA was a dog listening to what came out of a Victrola, a big horn. And then, you know, the Victrola became a record player, but it's the same. It was basically the same thing. Only, yes, it was a hand crank. The Victrola was a hand crank. I'm not that old.
You had that too?
No, I did not have.
I was gonna say, the only time in my good ear, Sonny. My reference is literally the movie My Fair Lady, where Professor Higgins has a crank up Victrola.
Correct.
That must have been like
That would have been in the late 1800s, early
1900s. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Right. You had one of those, and you were really eating the right things and taking the right supplements.
What was it like when the nation was at war?
Yeah, Victoria and Jennifer Warren.
North versus South.
That's still going on, by the way. That's still playing, by the way, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're shouting out to the Finger Lakes folks, the four new stations out there, and I keep running across. It's funny how, as Uri Geller, my friend, says, it's synchronicity. Every time I turn around, there's something else from New York to talk about. And this one focuses on your former governor there, New Yorkers. Mr. Cuomo is going to be required to give back his $5 million for the book deal. So how do they force that on him? He's no longer a public servant, so how can they mandate...
Well, the book's already out, but apparently the reason that they're doing this, this comes from the New York State, the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, JCOPE, and so apparently because state employees have been revealed to have helped write the book, that's the basis of them going after him and wanting that $5 million back.
Yeah, but how do they? I can't imagine he'll do that unless they take him to court. Would you?
Oh, he's going. His attorney's already said we'll see you in court.
He's going to court. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. And so I have a weird. I just have a weird feeling he is. He's on. I follow him on Instagram because I'm kind of curious, like what he's up to. He's been posting a lot more now, and he's.
Is he?
Oh yeah, and he was just at one of the famous restaurants in Manhattan. Is owned by Rosanna Scotto, and so it's a big who's who kind of thing. And he was there hobnobbing, walking around, glad handing Republicans, Democrats. It's all very political. He's been very. I would not be surprised if he doesn't stage a comeback because it feels like he's doing that now.
Well, certainly that name in New York State is synonymous.
Where you go. I mean,
yeah,
where you
I suppose. Go. Yeah, right in the state. Well, anyway, Cuomo and his brother and the rest of them, they could open a law firm. They're all lawyers, so they could open up a law firm. Cuomo.
Yeah, but then they'd actually have to work.
Well, he might get, look, it might not be a political thing that he's going to make a comeback in. Maybe it's a media job. I don't know. It just feels like when you want to stay out of the public eye, you don't go to Scotto's. And he had a private...
He's so addicted to the power and to the... exposure and to being recognized everywhere when he goes to the restaurant. How many meals do you think he has to actually pay for himself when he goes into places like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, I would like to, Jay, can we post something on our social media, maybe aimed specifically at folks in New York? What happened to Jay?
Jen was telling me to say no to you. You said, can we post anything on social media? We do what we want.
No, we can't post that. Okay, great.
Doug, what do you want?
Wait a minute.
What?
What is going on with Jennifer?
I'm just glad it's not me.
Yeah.
Jen has her feisty pants on today.
Yeah, okay. Right. All right.
Say
so
no.
We're, meanwhile,
I
back
that
in
sixth grade.
Just say no. That was about the time you were in the sixth grade, too, as a matter of fact. When Reagan, that was it,
grade.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so anyway, Jay, may we please, I'm asking you please, post on social media a question from the point of view of the folks that are listening in New York State as to whether they think Andrew they support, I don't know what the right question or how to ask it. Would you support Andrew Cuomo coming back into the public spotlight, or would you support him as running
for
governor?
And what's next for him, maybe? Maybe some speculation about
Wait a minute.
That.
Jennifer, are you suggesting that we ask the question now?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here's how people get to, do we want to do, I want to do a couple of people in the news here. The president of the United States is from a small town in Delaware. Most people know that. And he still goes home to Delaware on the weekends. Wonder what they had to do to upgrade his house so that he could go home and be safe. There are ways that people try to get into a president's head, or a politician's head in general. If you're familiar with some of the media in Washington, there is in fact a radio station called the Federal Station. And all of the things that are on that radio station pertain to folks who work for the federal government, and all the advertising is aimed at influencing decisions about where to spend federal dollars. For example, Boeing is a big advertiser. All the military-industrial complex people are. Anybody that does business for the government is fair game for advertising on this station. So there have been, it's not any secret, for years and years, people are trying to influence the president to make decisions and, you know, spend money to do this, spend money to do that. So I thought it was kind of cute looking at, there's a little newspaper in Delaware called the News Journal. Anybody know about this? This is the paper that Joe Biden reads. It's his hometown paper. And they have found a new lease on life because almost every day there is a huge message somehow or other in the paper that's aimed at one person who reads the paper, and that's the president. There are people who are trying to get his attention. And so if you look at just this past week or so, there have been 17 ads run by some of these groups. The ads messages range from calling on the president to take action on renewable fuel policy, to implore him to draw down the country's nuclear arsenal, expressing gratitude that he preserved tribal culture heritage in Utah, and so forth and so on.
That's kind of interesting because everyone knew that Trump watched a ton of cable news.
Right.
And so people in some cases would communicate with him through cable news because they knew he was watching it. But
yeah,
it's really unclear if Biden knows any of his own press from cable news because he always seems to be taken by surprise when someone brings up something that might be a cable news topic. So how interesting that it was
just old school and reads a newspaper.
You tease me all the time when you hear me reading the newspaper. Yeah.
It's not like he's reading the New York Times or the LA Times, so that's interesting that people have figured out that's how you get to him.
Yep, and there's I'm looking at some of the other ads here. Let's see, there is an ad for a group advocating Puerto Rican statehood. Let's see here. There's another ad for protection to the Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. It's the fix the renewable fuel standard. All these ads run, and there's one at their
end. Readers are probably like, oh, for God's sake, can't we just get to the news? What happened?
Yeah, right. I thought it was pretty interesting. I forgot about how that the sort of influence peddling goes. Dr. Oz, speaking of influence peddling, how many people pay attention to the things that he sells on his show or to all the things that you see in the various I have every day my inbox is loaded with stuff from Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz does this, Dr. Oz does that. Well, anyway, he's going to run for Senate.
A lot of that is not actually endorsed by Dr. Oz. Like, some of it is and some of it isn't. He's gotten into trouble and had to, remember,
Raspberry ketones.
Yep, exactly. And he had to testify before Congress. And he and Oprah had, and they didn't do it. They went to fight the fact that people were saying, endorsed by Oprah, endorsed by Dr. Oz. And then in some cases he did have, like Jen just mentioned, the raspberry ketones. Everybody went nuts for that. And there was another one, Garcinia something or other.
Oh, right.
Everybody ran out to buy that.
Right.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And the quote unquote, this is embarrassing to admit, but the quote unquote doctor who was literally manufacturing and peddling all this stuff was someone who came on my SiriusXM show multiple times turned out he is now a guest at a federal facility somewhere in Texas. And it was a whole mess.
There are a lot of those.
They did not do due diligence with
the
research.
That happens a lot. There's a whole big to-do in, I think it's in Texas, with a bunch of radio stations that carried it. It was a national kind of a thing. There are four or five fairly large radio group ownership stations that are in trouble because they carried a show that sold something that didn't exist.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what happens on a lot of these talk radio stations. Now, the weekend is loaded with people who buy time to sell their products, and they try to make it sound like a talk radio program, but usually it sounds awful.
Well, what this guy was doing, anyway. I mean, it was really like a charlatan kind of thing with the Dr. Oz audience, because everyone trusts Dr. Oz. I adore Dr.
Yeah.
Oz. Personally, right. I mean, we don't align politically, but as a human being, he's a wonderful person. And so, you know, he would have this guy on, this nutritionist guy. They would do a segment, and then the guy would literally create the pills, crank them out of his factory in Austin, and people would, and he made millions and millions of dollars off of selling you stuff that no one even knew what was in it. And yeah. so I'm you know, surprised more people didn't have real serious health
issues. Garcinia Cambrosia or something like that.
Yep,
that just came
exactly.
From.
Yep.
Why won't they allow Dr. Oz to go by Dr. Oz? I mean, he's a real doctor. Why?
Right, he can't,
One of the things that they're saying is that when they're talking about him as a political candidate, that they're not going to call him Dr. Oz.
Why?
They're going to call him Mehmet Oz.
Right.
I don't know.
Rand Paul's a doctor, too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Rand Paul. Yeah.
But I think a lot of people know that he is a doctor. I don't know. I just feel weird.
Is anybody running against him, or is he a shoo-in?
If they're a legitimate doctor, why wouldn't we call them that?
Is he a shoo-in?
It's not like we're talking Dr. Phil.
I think he's got a really good shot. Absolutely, to run
too.
For Senate.
Right.
He's got name recognition. Right. I think he's going to go the Glenn Youngkin route, where he's not going to go away from Trump fans. In fact, he said he's running on a America First platform, so that's kind of a wink to the Trump supporters. But he's also going to be talking, I think, a lot about the quality of life issues that candidates should be talking about, because that's what matters to people. So
his daughter is taking over his program, too, I think. Didn't I see that somewhere?
It's going to be like a new show, but she's going to be taking
segment.
Yeah, it's a cooking segment that has been on the Dr. Oz show for a while. Daphne Oz was also on, remember that show, The Chew? That was several different shows.
I boycotted that show because it canceled all my children, and
Oh, right. Well, yes. R.I.P.
A little spicy.
But that was the Mario Batali show until he turned out to be a creep.
What happened to him? When you take off all my children, God gets
canceled. Right. God got angry. Okay.
I didn't realize God was so
invested in all my children, but okay.
Yep.
All right. So to cap off our conversation in this half hour, the English teacher at a Florida high school in Lakeland, in fact, arrested yesterday after video shared on Snapchat showed her having sex with a student. Unbelievable.
If you're going to do that, if you're going to be so disgusting, why are you on Snapchat?
Exactly. What are you, nuts? 48 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour. This is the DJV program, but it's not just the DJV program. It is time for our visit from Warren Eckstein. He's from there once too often. It is time for our visit this week with Warren Eckstein. With is better than from. Aren't you think so, Warren? With is better.
I like with. With is good.
Yeah. Warren's on every weekend all around the country on the Pet Show. Has a great website and it takes care of so many great dogs like mine with hugs and kisses. If you don't know about Hugs and Kisses, you can go to Pet Show, thepetshow.com, or hugsandkisses.com to see about this very exclusive. So I feel what every time I use Hugs and Kisses in a couple of different ways. I use it as a treat because Daisy likes it. So when she goes outside and poops and pees the way that she's supposed to, sort of in order, when she comes back, she looks at me and says, kind of with her eyes, "I'm ready for my treat." So we go into the house and we get the Hugs and Kisses, and I give her a treat. So there, that's how I use Hugs and Kisses.
Now, a lot of people use it as training treats. They use it as just treats or when they go for a walk or just give. Yeah, you can. Anyway, as long as you get in your dog or cat, I'm happy.
You can register every week to win Warren's Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement every week. He's giving them. He gives more away than he sells, I think. Every time I listen to his show, okay, we're giving them away. How about that? We have several things to celebrate today, Warren. One of them is International Animal Rights Day. This is something celebrated every year because animals have the right to be treated with respect. I can imagine you're right on top of that. Anybody who's cruel to an animal, I think all of us collectively feel like if you are mistreating an animal, you're worse than people who mistreat other human beings because they can't really fight back. In a sense, unless they...
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, I'm working with a group right now. Some friends of mine are down in Tijuana, right, as we speak, rescuing a bunch of abused animals and puppies and stuff. Right. Yeah, they're just bringing them up by the dozens. We can't keep track of all of them, but they're down in Tijuana as we speak.
They finding homes for them easily? Are they finding homes for them?
Foster homes, yeah, and some of the big groups out here in LA, yeah, they always find good homes for them, yeah, or as many as they can. The other thing that's critical is a lot of people aren't aware of this is the border crisis that we're going through. So many stray dogs that either live with these people where they used to just follow them up there, and they have all these stray dogs at the border now that are also some groups taking care of. So, yeah, it's there's some really amazing people out there. But in terms of animal abuse, abuse an animal, go to the guillotine. That's right. The bottom line.
Exactly. International Day of Veterinary Medicine also celebrated this week, recognizing the important work done by organizations like the American Veterinary Medical Association. Their vision and mission is to promote a strong and unified veterinary sector that can protect animals as well as human health. So I guess when I think about this, I wonder whether good vets, when they see an abused dog, report them. Is that, that's what doctors, pediatricians are supposed to do. When they see a child is being abused, they report them. Shouldn't vets be doing the same thing for dogs that are...
They should be, and some vets are. As a matter of fact, there was some law, I don't know if it was passed or not, that not only looking to in terms of that, but when children come in with their parents and they notice that the dog has been abused, they're supposedly supposed to sit down and talk to the parents at the same time. So, yeah, the vets are, they're absolutely amazing. But here's something most people are unaware of. Most people that call me on the show are unaware that there are veterinary specialists out there. I would say this at least 30 times.
Orthopods and stuff, yeah.
Right. Orthopedic neurologist, one of my closest friends, is a veterinary oncologist. And I just had dinner the other night with a veterinarian who's an orthopedic surgeon, one of the best in the country. There are a lot of specialists. As a matter of fact, if you were to Google Veterinary Medical Association specialist, they'll give you a list or the names of certain groups of vets that specialize, whether it be there's vets that specialize in dental care. So there's so many different specialties out there. And I always tell people, if you're going to your regular doctor, and I love regular vets, but you're not getting any results, ask your vet if he can recommend or you can see a specialist. And your vet says, no, you don't need a specialist. Chances are you need a new vet to begin with.
You know, well, there are a few exceptions, including the vet that you and I used to use, who was one of the most fabulous vets. He just was wonderful. I was so thankful you introduced me to him because he was the one I really trusted with Charlotte. And but he could do anything in that clinic. And was, his name was Carlson. He was, he just disappeared.
But you know what, like, it was when he'd have to go into his office sometimes 3-4 o'clock in the morning if there was an emergency situation.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this, but he was mugged, and there were just homeless people all over his animal hospital at night. And he said, you know what, it's just not worth it.
Enough. Right. Also, beware of puppy scams for Christmas. There are a lot of puppy scams. If you go to scamicide.com, I was seeing this, Warren. People buy dogs or other pets online. They think they're taking...
Just don't do it.
Yeah, it's really stupid to do that. Don't buy pets.
Here's a stat.
No pets at Christmas anyway, right?
Here's a stat. A third of pet guardians now will spend more on their dog or...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.